Loggers rarely use chainsaws in the woods anymore. Instead, they wheel around in machines called feller bunchers. With giant claws, the machines pinch off 50-foot ponderosa pines like toothpicks and drop them into piles waiting for loaders. This is likely the way loggers will harvest trees once Four Fry is underway. A healthy local logging industry is critical to Four Fry because the Forest Service simply cannot afford to pay for thinning. In the past, this cost taxpayers upwards of $500 an acre. But under the recently awarded Four Fry contract, Pioneer Forest Products will pay the government an average of $21 per treated acre. Pioneer will employ 500 or 600 people to log and to process the wood in a mill it will build in Winslow.
Pioneer has no experience logging. We're a startup.
Marlon Johnson retired from the Forest Service and is now Pioneer's chief forester.
Our target right now, and I think we can meet it, is by about this time next year, we'll have a log yard ready in Winslow to take delivery of logs. And shortly after that, the sawmill portion will be ready to start up and processing those, say in the fall of 2013. But right now, there's nothing.
The Forest Service, with the help of Four Fry collaborators, will lay out details in what are called prescriptions. The workforce will need to be specially trained in how to fill each prescription. Steve Gatewood, Greater Flagstaff Forest Partnership.
The prescription actually says we want to leave an uneven aged mix of trees, uneven size of trees, and we want to leave groups and clumps, but you get to pick where the interspaces go, where the openings go, and which trees to remove from the groups and clumps.
Close to towns, mechanical thinning is likely to be extensive. Farther away, thinning may be less severe. Old ponderosas, sensitive wildlife species, and springs and streams will require more selective cutting. Prescribed burning will follow in most places, and some areas could see additional thinning in the future. Monitoring, short and long term, will be integral to Four Fry. Shala Headwall, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
The big key is using our monitoring to be able to adapt quickly so that we can modify our prescriptions, our management techniques, and not get stuck in a process of, well, this is the way we've always done it. The way we've always done it may not work for the long term.
Not so long ago, 10,000-acre treatments were considered big projects. But Four Fry will ramp up to 50,000 acres a year if all goes as planned. The public can expect to see and hear a lot of activity. Logging will be noisy, in some cases close to homes. Skid trails will run up hillsides. Big trucks will make 120,000 trips in and out of the woods every year. County roads will take a beating. Marcus Seelig, Grand Canyon Trust.
Folks are going to be surprised when they see the forest right after treatments. It's going to be shocking to some people at first when you move from 400, 500 trees down to 50 trees per acre.
Then there's the smoke.
Fire and smoke is something that folks aren't going to be happy to deal with, but that is a part of a healthy forest.
Four Fry is close to reality, closer than it's ever been. But Ed Smith of the Nature Conservancy, Todd Schulke of CBD, and Henry Provincio with the Forest Service all agree plenty of uncertainty remains.
What keeps me up at night about the Four Forest Restoration Initiative is that it's huge.
I'm actually more worried about the failure of industry.
What keeps me up at night is relationships and trusts.
The Four Forest Restoration Initiative may offer the best hope of revitalizing the Ponderosa Forest. Four Fry is ambitious, but doing nothing is not an option. I'm Rose Haug.
And I'm Michael Collier for Arizona Public Radio.